And praise the Lord. I think we're going to show a couple of pictures. I'm probably just going to roll through as I speak because I'm only allotted 5 minutes, I think. I just got back from Haiti last Friday, so a week ago. I went to Haiti on a missions trip with a team of seven. My sister and brother-in-law led the team, and they asked if I wanted to go. Prayerfully, I said yes. And the experience was amazing. I don't know if anybody's ever been on a missions trip to another country or even somewhere in the United States, but the experience is amazing. The love, the joy, Pastor asked about joy, they had joy. The joy, the faith that the people of Haiti showed us was amazing. Here are probably 100 to, depending on that room, little kids that we did a VBS with, basically. So we would spend time praising the Lord, singing songs, and then doing Bible stories, acting out Bible stories, which they knew. And then we would get to go outside and we'd play soccer, and they'd run circles around you, Ben. They were amazing. They wanted to be loved. They wanted to, if we were walking from here to that door, they wanted to come up to you and just hold your hand. They wanted to be loved. They wanted to show us love. And I'll tell you right now that I received more by going to Haiti than I deposited in Haiti. God is at work. God is the same in Haiti, in Bohawk, Haiti, as he is here. It was an amazing experience. The faith that these people have, they have nothing. Most people in the community have one meal a week, one meal a day. Some might not even have that. Yet when we did a walk and we would go kind of door to door, hut to hut, and we'd ask them, what can we pray for? And they would say, pray for my family, that God continue to keep my family together. Pray for God to guide us. Not pray for money, not pray for new sneakers, not pray for my family that God continues to guide us. Their faith was amazing. They have nothing. And I think the way I said it on Thursday to the kids was, you know, here we are in America and we have new sneakers, we've got this, that, the other. They have nothing, but they have everything in their heart because they have Jesus Christ. How many of us need to change our lives to make sure that we have Jesus in our hearts? And, it was just an amazing experience. This is us, this is us doing the Walk of Jericho. So the last day that we were there, the leadership council and some of the ministers got together and they asked us to basically just walk around what we would consider a block and just pray as we walked. Pray for the people out in the yards, pray for the homes, pray for the community, and that's what that was. Last Sunday I got to experience, or I guess 2 weeks ago Sunday, I got to experience church. And they have a Becky, they do. They have a worship leader. She had a great voice. They just pour it out. They pour it out. It's amazing, their love for Jesus. Pastor, they clap their hands to show their appreciation for Jesus. And their love is amazing. I think the important piece was to see that they worship there similar to we, the way we worship here. And so, I would challenge, it's funny, Thursday night I challenged the kids. I said, if any of you ever have an opportunity to go serve the Lord, take that opportunity and run with it and see what it does to you. So, that was it. So thank you for your time and thank you for your prayers. For the prayers, the men's ministry, the basketball ministry, I know you guys prayed for me a lot. I appreciate that. For the church members who knew I was going, thank you for your prayers. It really meant a lot.